chance to visit with the Holly Elementary School Principal Chris Ellingson for the Holly School News here today. And I know a lot of eyes on this, Chris, and I'm going to follow up with some more information from the folks at Terracon Industries, just, of course, in the Hutterite Colony, just north of Holly. And the big concern I had when I read this, you know, saw the fire in the story last night that came out with what was going on, you got maybe the best possible case scenario with the way that it was attacked by our area fire departments, and were able to kind of control things and limit the amount of damage. Now, it was still a significant fire, there's no question about it, but the big reason is because the Terracon's putting together the Holly Middle School project. So you got maybe some good news and hopefully some more news coming out later today.
Yeah, from what we're initially hearing, it was, you know, that's probably outcome out of that, out of the bad situation. We know it's bad. There'll be some delays in production, obviously. But with the way that that building was put together, from talking with Caleb, the guy I work with out there quite a bit through the school, is the firewalls did their job and kept it from getting to the other parts of the building. And the big thing is the polisher that they have, the only one in the Midwest, and that is not a cheap piece of equipment. So they were able, from what we hear, able to save that and, you know, most of the other buildings. So if there's anything we know about our Hutterite friends out there, is it'll be all hands on deck, and they were ready to start cleaning up last night from what we're hearing. And, you know, the firemen are like, hold off, you know, and, you know, they took good control. There was a lot of help, again, from other neighboring agencies. As we saw when I was out on the road, they were coming from White Earth and Ogama and all over the place. So, again, quick response. We've had fires here before, just not too long ago with our elevator, and went through that, and we're like, oh, boy, here we go again. But, you know, like you said, from what we know as of now, and we'll find out more here in the next few days, that, you know, it was due to the response, you know, of the local fire departments, as well as the way that that building was constructed, that, you know, catastrophic damage was avoided, even though there is some, you know, a lot of cleanup and rebuilding to go. But yeah, we're going to probably see some delays, you know, in our middle school project, but you know what, it is what it is. And there'll be plenty of other things they can do in the meantime, but yeah, it'll probably have some delays, but we'll roll with them and see where it gets us.
You were saying that construction continued today on the site because, well, there's a lot of stuff that is already ready and going. So it's still underway.
Yeah, there's still walls being put up today as I look out at it right now. Those are the ones that were running up in the yard. And, you know, that will continue as normal until we get everything set that they had done. And it's the ones that were in production or yet to be produced that we'll have that delay on.
All right, so there's some updates we have on that. Big stories, there's no question about it. And, oh, next week, a big week. Homecoming week is upon us here next week at Holly, and that'll bring a lot of different things. So busy week for all.
Yeah, we have our dress-up days here at the elementary. They're not always the same as the high school. We kind of do our thing, they do theirs. But, you know, nonetheless, we celebrate that. And we have the homecoming court, and the candidates come over and, you know, kind of read books or whatever the teachers want them to do, kind of celebrating those kids as well as everything else that goes on with it. But yeah, it's an exciting week. It's an exciting time. Kids get to, you know, kind of let loose and have some fun. And, you know, we've been in school 5-6 weeks roughly now, and, you know, we're nearing 20-30 days in a row. It's nice to break it up a little bit and have some fun. We try to do something like this similarly in the, you know, in the winter here, just because it's a long grind, and you know, anything to look forward to, something a little bit different, you know, we'll take it. So yeah, it's a busy week. We're looking forward to it. It'll be fun. Kids have a good time with it, and that's what it's about, the kids. You know, we adapt and go with it, but you know, they'll have a good time, and we enjoy that.
And at the high school level, the homecoming coronation is going to change. They've moved it now to Friday, October 11th at 2:30. You can learn more on the Holly School site with that announcement that came out, a change to accommodate so that all of the homecoming court can be involved in the coronation. So that's good things. And so accommodate accordingly, because like you said, it's all about the kids, Chris.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, something different. And like I said, the student council really takes charge over there,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're the ones that, you know, have the different ideas, and they were putting them all on the table, and that's what they decided on. And it'll be just fine. you know, it'll work just fine. We'll get the king and get the queen, and they'll go through all their festivities just like a normal week. So it really won't be a whole lot different. But regardless, it's about the kids, and it works out for them.
So we have a few other items. Big time next week, a spaghetti supper coming for the it's Tuesday night, right? Tuesday night, the sixth grade supper?
It is Tuesday night, yeah. It's also, I think, our Dig Pink night here for volleyball, and as they host Perham. And, you know, so we're like, well, get it on a home game. You know, we'd have fewer people out of town. So, yes, it is. And people are probably listening and, God, when will this ever happen? Because we talk about it a lot. But, yeah, one big fundraiser. We usually do pretty well with it. And, you know, plans are being we got plans in the works. We're ready to go. We got our volunteer schedule ready. And, you know, it'll be a good night. We serve a lot of people. You know, a lot of people in this community support the school. They support the kids, and this is just one of another way that they can do that. And we're anticipating a big crowd, and I'm sure in a couple weeks when we talk next, we'll follow up with some numbers, because that's always exciting to report back some of that stuff.
I may or may not be there, so we'll see. But looks like a fun time no matter what.
Yep, it will be.
Let's see here. We have, there was a board meeting that was held recently, school board meeting, and you got an opportunity to share, not just school-wide, but at the elementary, too, some really great statewide test scores that you guys have been putting together.
Yeah, you know, the attention towards, you know, Minnesota students, it's always doom and gloomy here from whether it's state or national media or whatever it might be. You know, our kids can't read, they're falling behind in this, that, or whatever, and you know, maybe that's the national trend or a trend in the state a little bit. But one of the things we're probably most proud of is how we are doing as a district and as an elementary school with comparison to the state average. And you know, our surrounding communities, you know, as a whole are pretty good. So we're in a nice little bubble up here, if you will, with kids, and not just our school district, but the others where they're receiving pretty high-quality educations and coming out prepared, you know, as they leave our buildings. But yeah, we were in the, you know, towards at or near the top in our reading and math. You know, in the elementary, we had 71% of our kids in grades 3 through 6 be proficient in math. We were at 67 for reading. And, you know, when we look at that in comparison, we're 20 to 30 percentage points above the state average in each of those areas. And you know, the thing that just shows the hard work and dedication of the staff. It shows the hard work and dedication of our kids and also the families to, you know, value education, you know, for their kids. Because there are places or there are things where the kids, you know, quite frankly, they just blow these things off. They, oh, here we go. It's no big deal. It doesn't affect anything. But, you know, it really is a gauge on our curriculum. It's a gauge in our instruction and something that we take pretty seriously here. It's not the end-all be-all, you know, because we want our kids involved in stuff and not just, you know, study, but to be involved in the FFA, to be involved in our activities, athletics, and, you know, the youth sports and everything and the youth musicals and the stuff that we have is just as important, and having those offerings are also very important to us. But when we can see those results, yeah, it's something we're proud of and something we really wanted to, you know, put out there to the board and, you know, to the local community as well.
Good things to share. Glad to hear that. And like you mentioned, fall time, busy time. You've had some kids out. I saw Itasca State Park was on the trip record there for some of the kids in elementary, and you got Tamarack, and kids are getting busy and getting outside when they can as well.
You know, we've had a beautiful fall, well, or extended summer, whatever you want to call it, and actually we're looking forward to some cooler temperatures here, whether it's for our cross-country kids today. We got the Dale Scalarud Memorial cross-country meet, which is a big deal for us to honor Dale. And I know you've talked with Coach Stoa about that. And we're just looking forward to not 80 and humid to be out there. And same with everything else with our kids outside, as the FIAD kids are about to walk in where I'm standing right now.
Awesome stuff. Glad to have it. Chris, certainly appreciate the updates from you. Enjoy the days. We'll be seeing you, I'm sure, here in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
That's Chris Ellingson, Holly Elementary School principal, joining us on the Holly School News Program.